Just a few weeks ago, the Greek politician Alexis Tsipras was a young upstart leading a fractious leftist coalition. But his party, Syriza, could finish first in Sunday's parliamentary election. Tsipras has vowed to cancel the austerity measures that Greece accepted in exchange for a bailout from its European partners. The prospect of that has so unnerved the Germans, who are footing much of the bill, that the German edition of the Financial Times today posted an online appeal in Greek. It calls on voters to resist the demagoguery of Tsipras and protect the European Monetary Union. Joanna Kakissis spoke with Tsipras in Athens, and he explained why he thinks his program won't hurt the euro, but actually save it.
The Syriza headquarters is in a weathered old building near a rundown square in central Athens. Young supporters in sundresses and khakis work the phones and sort campaign flyers in the lobby.
Hi.
37-year-old Alexis Tsipras, in a purple polo shirt and jeans, sits in his small office. It's a stifling day, and he seems exhausted from the campaign. His party rose from obscurity to place second in last month's inconclusive parliamentary elections with a simple message. Austerity is killing Greece and the Eurozone.
Just before talking to you, I switched on my computer and saw that the borrowing rate for Spain had reached 7%. This is no coincidence. The medicine for treating this illness is wrong, and it has to change.
Tsipras says the wage, pension, and job cuts have slowed down the economy to the point where it's now impossible for Greece to pay off its loans. He says Greece doesn't need to reduce its public sector, but just to make it much more efficient.
We have to put an end to the pattern of seeing shortages in hospitals, but having people in parliamentary and ministerial offices who earn money for doing nothing.
Οι όροι του μνημονίου πρέπει να αντικατασταθούν.
He says he'll roll back wage cuts and taxes on the poor and instead crack down on tax evasion and raise taxes on the rich. But won't higher taxes discourage investment?
For private investment to come to Greece, there needs to be a climate of stability. The problem isn't how high taxes are, but whether taxes are consistent and don't change every 5 days. It has to do with transparency and if there is oversight of exchanges and no money passed under the table.
His promise to cancel the austerity mandated by the bailout resonates deeply here in Greece, where unemployment is now more than 22%. Tsipras told supporters in Heraklion, Crete, that his party offered hope. An unemployed doctor named Maria Kourousi is willing to take a gamble on his offer. She says she's immune to the dire warnings about economic collapse and a return to the drachma if Tsipras is elected and cancels the terms of the bailout.
Okay, I have 2 degrees. I have no job. I will probably start working, if I'm lucky, in 2 or 3 years' time. I'm 32 years old and my parents actually give me pocket money so that I can survive. So I have nothing to lose, certainly.
But Greece could lose if Tsipras miscalculates, says Gikas Khardouvelis. He served as the top economic advisor to the former technocrat prime minister, Lukas Papadimos.
The idea of erasing everything is completely unrealistic. Because let's not forget, our European partners are also our lenders. We cannot claim we will renegotiate without having a counterparty on the other side. There is always a counterparty.
And if the international lenders stop loans because Greece reneges on the current terms, the country could run out of cash as early as next month. And that leaves whoever becomes prime minister after Sunday with what may be the worst job in Europe.
Δεν μπορεί κανείς να επιλέξει τον χρόνο.
Nobody can choose when to make a date with history, Alexis Tsipras says, laughing a little at his own unlikely place in it. Maybe this is our last chance to put the brakes on our country's downward spiral. For NPR News, I'm Joanna Kakissis in Athens.